And of course, during that 46 mile, those two sections of that road, 40 and 440, we also had rain in there, a couple of rain showers in there, which messed things up too. So coming back, I figured out, it brought me back a different way. It put me on 540 because I was further out. I was in a different part of Raleigh. Put me on 540 and then on to 40 and then on to 85. And I got down to probably 6 or 8 miles, 10 miles or from the South Carolina, North Carolina state line. And I got off on Highway 74 right up there in North Carolina and stayed on 74 until I got all the way back over on 26. And my trip up took 5 hours. My trip back took 4 hours. Go figure.
Self lucky, man, because and like I said, every time I get up on 26 going to Asheville, I get it both ways. And the frustrating part is when you got an appointment to make, you know, they fuss at you if you can't make the appointment, and because that takes away from another veteran. So, you know, you really have to, I'm finding myself that I have to go 2 hours early just to try to deal with traffic. And there was one time where I got there 30 minutes before my appointment, and I left 2 hours early. So I don't know. It's just like the population has just gone absolutely crazy since COVID opened back up or something, or that, or I just haven't been paying attention, and it's probably me.
Since the diversion of COVID is starting, the D strain is starting to affect some people. It's hitting some of the folks in there, and the hospitals around up in your area just don't have space because there's hospitals all down here in Spartanburg. You know, the hospitals up in North Carolina just don't have the space, the intensive care space or the emergency room space. So a lot of the folks from South North Carolina have been being shuttled down to the Spartanburg area, Spartanburg Greenville area, to the hospitals down here. And I've got a friend whose daughter is a nurse at Regional, and they had 57 people in rooms that were from out of state, either North Carolina or Georgia. So go figure. It's just, you know, that's one of the good things I like about the fact that I don't have to deal with the veteran to the VA or anything to get my hospital and everything, because I've got the retiree and I've package, and I've got, you know, and I've got my Social Security, and I've also got the TRICARE for life, so that helps me out there too. Well, I have arrived at the place at which I was intending to arrive, and I'm going to go inside where it's a little bit cooler and sit in there. We'll catch up to you later, Chad, and hopefully you can get Walt on the road tomorrow. KO4NUE, W2T, 73s for now.
It was a pleasure talking to you as usual. KO4NUE, and I'm clear, sir.
4 APS, radio check.
4 APS, is that what I heard? Front station for a radio check. This is KO4NUE.
APS mobile, anybody have a copy on me?
Station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Go ahead.